Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. It's Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester. It is Sports Daily. We are glad to be with you live here on the air for the next 4 hours or so. It is, I think, going to stay dry today until tonight. So, you know, be on your toes if you're out and about and we start raining again, don't get any of this flooding. We're going to get you through the morning here. It's a cloudy morning. Tommy, get that coffee flowing. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for always having that available for our entire Odyssey family. But we get the start of the NBA Finals tonight. We get double Royals baseball today because the weather that we've been dealing with had bled over to St. Louis apparently last night. And so we get two Royals games today. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to all of it. We'll have Jalen Thompson in today to help out with his travel schedule with the team tomorrow. So he'll be in, should be a little later in this hour. Tim Fitzgerald also going to join today. We'll talk the latest on K-State. They got another international player yesterday. And then we will also talk to Fitz about everything going on in the world of college sport, all these rules, changes, these proposals that we're seeing. It's all coming for you today. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Thursday. I didn't know how to spend my evening last night since we didn't have Royals baseball. That was tough. I'm a Braves fan, obviously, so I tried to watch a little bit of that game. They're not playing well right now at all. They can't hit. They're kind of like the Royals right now, kind of like your Rangers right now. So that was not a whole lot of fun to watch, but I'm ready for a doubleheader today. There's nothing I like more than day-night baseball.
Yeah, Rangers got their butts kicked yesterday, too. I didn't make it home in time for that. Our son had his birthday, so we went to dinner, and then we got home. No baseball, though. No time for that. You know what I started a couple of nights ago? You know what I'm going to do? And I've never done this show. Cheers. You know, Norm died. And I was like, why haven't I watched Cheers? I'm a little young to have caught it, of course, when it was in its heyday. But I'm like, there's a 100% chance I'm going to love this show. Have you watched Cheers?
I haven't watched it through, but I've seen some of it. I probably have seen, I don't know, 20 episodes, you know, in different parts of my life, different times in my life. It's good. It's a good show.
Not enough.
Imagine Max's Cheers, man. Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces, not nearly enough, but I know that I would love it. And so I did. I was like, all right, that's what I'm going to do now. That's, you know, I'm going to go back. And I've tried to go through, not, you know, that's probably as far back as I would go, but whenever there's that hit, like sitcom, I love sitcoms. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna watch it. And so I'm going to do that now with Cheers and see how it stacks up.
What streaming service is it on?
Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Paramount Plus.
Here's what you do, Jacob.
What's that? What's that, Max?
Go to YouTube and there's every Norm Peterson entrance into the bar. It runs 18 and a half minutes.
I saw that. I think I saw that the day he died. And that's part of what inspired me. Like, it didn't take much to be like, you know what? This is still going to track. Like, this is going to track. And essentially, Ted Danson's character is like my dream retirement job, right? Just a real casual daytime, you know, bar. Just be like a bartender. But like, so it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. So I did a little, I think I watched a couple episodes last night without baseball. But we're going to get plenty of baseball today because we get a doubleheader. We get two games. So you'll have the Royals coming up here. And we'll get with Jalen Thompson on this. I don't know how this messes with the plan on the pitching rotation, but you'll get Noah Cameron right now, I believe, is projected in game one, and then Cole Reagan's still projected in his regular spot. So everyone just slides over. But, of course, that means now Cameron on the next turn would be on one fewer day rest. So we'll see how that affects everything as, you know, Michael Lorenzen's been struggling, and if they're about to have six guys, and what do you do with Noah Cameron and all these things? We'll see if they've given any indication, but that is what will happen today. The first game coming at 12:45 and then 6:45. You'll hear them both right here on KFH. So we're excited about that. You can hear them also on the Odyssey app as well as this show. If you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, you can leave us voice messages with a little microphone icon, whether you're listening to us live, as some of you might be right now, or from the future, because you're listening to the show in podcast form. Either way works. You can also leave us your video comments, Facebook, YouTube, X, all available for you. You can leave comments straight there into the social media, as well as our appreciation for watching us on 12 News Connected, and then, of course, for listening to us here on KFH. If you're doing that and you want to get in touch with the program, you can call us at 869-1240. The good old-fashioned way. We will do some giveaways today. We'll give away some HTO, but our big giveaway that we're doing that's been wildly popular, we're to Thursday of the first week, is a Crestview Country Club round of golf for two, cart included. We're going to do this every Friday this month, and so you're going to have opportunities to win that. We'll tell you how a little bit later in the show, but we're excited to be able to do that. We've been working on that for a while. Tommy and the folks over at Crestview have finally got that put together, and here we go. Perfect timing, and you'll play a little golf on us if you can win that contest. So we'll get you those details a little bit later as well. I don't know. Are we in good golf weather? Is it too soggy? I'm going to try to play
too wet.
Maybe a couple of holes in between radio and TV today.
Too wet. I mean, it depends on if we get any more rain this morning. When I was driving into the studio, we were getting a little bit of rain on this side of town. Nothing crazy, just a little sprinkle. So it depends upon, if that continues. But I would imagine, I mean, things are drying out a little bit because of yesterday, but it's still pretty soggy out there, I would think.
Oh, man. Well, I will see if it's cart path only when I get it. Is it going to be cart path only? Probably. Man. Well, I was going to try to play a bunch of holes.
Does that change your mind at all? Like, does that like make it different? Like, I'm not going to play if it's cart path only? No, or
it changes how many holes I can cram into about an hour and a half or 2 hours, probably, which is usually the window I'm looking at. So, no, I played a couple weeks ago, I think, and it was cart path only, and I got in 18. I did pretty good. Like, it doesn't. I don't care. I like the exercise, to be perfectly honest. It doesn't bother me.
Just walk 18. I mean, just carry the bag on your back.
I've never done it. I need a cart thingy.
Oh, push cart. You can just wear the bag on your back. That's what Max Homa did. He was trying to qualify for the U.S. Open. And it's, notoriously difficult to qualify for the U.S. Open. And this was earlier this week. He had to go play. They call it the longest day of golf. You play 36 holes in a day to get like the final spot in the U.S. Open. And he hadn't qualified. And so he went and did that hardest or longest day of golf. And he carried his bag on his shoulders and walked 36 holes of golf to try to qualify for the U.S. Open.
Did he?
No, I don't believe he did.
Why didn't he have his caddy?
Because he, I think he split with his caddy a few weeks ago and didn't have one with him. And so he was his own caddy and carried his bags for 36 holes. And this is a guy that, you know, like had played in the Masters most recently and like a year ago was in contention at the Masters. Now he's carrying his own bag, humping it around, trying to qualify for the U.S. Open. Golf is a very humbling sport. I'll tell you that much.
How many beers did he drink?
Oh, would have had to drink a bunch in 36 holes. Come on.
Just to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
That's a lot of walking. All right. Yeah. We'll see how that goes, but we'll have the details on how you can get out there and play a little golf at Crestview later in the show. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll browse around because we're going to talk a lot of Royals with Jalen Thompson later in the hour. So a wild college World Series in softball that we've talked a little bit about. We may get into that more with Fitz. We may touch on it. And a look ahead to the NBA Finals. We'll go headline browsing here when we return on Sports Daily.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you on this Thursday. Getting ready for a double dip of Royals baseball. Jalen Thompson will join the show in the next segment. So stay tuned for that, Royals fans. We're looking around the sports headlines today. Of course, the NBA Finals start tonight. Pacers, Thunder. We both like the Thunder. We both hope for a highly entertaining and good series. Don't subscribe to the, you know, oh man, the small markets. That's my least favorite, you know, conversation. It always happens with the NBA too. It doesn't really, they try to get into it with Major League Baseball, but I think it never, like, people are just like, what are you talking about? Who cares? Like, you're going to watch if it's your team or you're a baseball fan. And if it's not, it wouldn't matter who's playing. I kind of feel the same way with the NBA, other than maybe LeBron James. Like, if LeBron James is involved, I think more people are watching. Other than that, I think fans of the teams involved watch, diehard junkies watch. And then for the most part, you know, basketball fans who maybe aren't the biggest followers of the league, you and I both fall into that category, sample it for the most part and lock in if they're great games, but have no problem walking out if they're not. And so I don't think that changes, whether it's the, you know, the Lakers and the Celtics playing again, unless it's LeBron. If LeBron plays, I think everybody watches. Other than that, I think we all just enjoy it if the games are good. And I hope the games are good in this series. Because I think you've got two young ascending teams with interesting coaches and interesting styles and interesting players, and a great series could really elevate the brand of all these dudes. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, Thunder 9.5 is where that line's been tonight. So the expectation is for the Thunder to flex a little bit. You think they'll have any issues here in game one?
No, I don't think so. I think they will flex a little bit. I think that, you know, because of where they're located in the country, I think that they, you know, don't get the attention that they deserve. And that I don't think they have throughout the entire regular season and into the postseason. I think that this postseason, people have really started to pay attention more to what the Thunder has done, but they really went all in this year. Now they built the nucleus over time with the draft picks and the young guys and bringing in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren has sort of blossomed into a burgeoning star in the NBA. But it was really, I think, an underrated acquisition that didn't get a ton of publicity at the time going into this year, and that was the acquisition of Alex Caruso that really changed things for the Thunder this season. And I think that has been the key difference maker, especially defensively. You know, we knew that they had the offense. I think we knew that SGA could produce at a high level and all of that. But when you get in, when you bring in an elite defender like Caruso and add him to the mix, then all of a sudden you become as complete of a basketball team as you possibly can be. And that's been the Thunder this year, going all the way back to the regular season and then throughout the postseason. I think that they will be able to take game one. I think at home they'll be able to take game two as well.
Yeah, and if that happens, then we could be getting into a series that doesn't look close. So we'll see. I mean, I know there are a lot of Thunder fans here, so I'd like to see them win. But that game is tonight. A couple other things out there: the Women's College World Series. I did not watch it as it happened, but I caught up to it as Texas wins the first one. You want to talk about high drama. Man, that game was high drama that ends up coming down to an attempted intentional walk that did not go the way that the Texas Tech pitcher intended it to. Canada, who's kind of been their star through all this, I believe they brought her in from like Stanford. She was one of the big acquisitions they made this offseason. And Texas's star gets a hit on an attempted intentional walk that didn't work. It was Reese Atwood, who's their star player. So there was a big controversial review in this. Man, that is like, that's as good. That's good stuff for a championship, especially for those two schools. They do not like each other, Tech and Texas. They're not conference foes anymore. But that is, you know, it's not the same kind of heat as Texas A&M, Texas, but it's a lot of heat. You remember the Chris Beard situation with those two? Like, those two schools don't like each other. So the fact that we get that kind of drama in game one is pretty awesome, actually, in the College World Series.
Yeah, I haven't locked in much, you know, admittedly, to the Women's College World Series yet.
The tech story is really good.
Other than the tech story, you know, them knocking off Oklahoma and you know, doing what they've done. And now, of course, like with Texas and all of that, the drama, the bad blood between those two programs. Other than that, that's about the only thing I've really paid attention to in the College World Series. And that's, you know, that's a team that I think it's fairly easy to get behind in this neck of the woods with the Big 12 connection and the fact that, you know, they're probably, I mean, what, outside of OU, probably the closest team still alive. And I mean, obviously they knocked off OU, but like they're probably in proximity, the closest team still alive to Wichita, right? Like,
well, yeah, you've got the final there. So yeah. They've been the closest for a while. Yeah. So you're trying to, Texas is trying to become a College World Series champion. They've been the runner up, losing right. to Oklahoma two of the last 3 years, and Texas Tech's trying to get it done. And, you know, the fact that you've got a championship on the line between these two schools is pretty fantastic. And yes, I always wonder about Tech and how much proximity wise people care about them. Certainly you've got, you know, the three schools we follow. And I think, you know, the reason we haven't followed softball quite as much this year is because the Shockers kind of had a down year. But then Oklahoma State is very close, and they've been good the last few years, handful of years, not to the level of Oklahoma. So you've got the two Kansas schools, the two Oklahoma schools, and then are people around here stiff in Tech? I doubt it, but everybody's going to go for Tech against Texas. I would think that's not a Longhorns fan. So that could be high drama tonight in game two of the College World Series, championship series between Texas and Texas Tech. And then you've got, this. Did you see this morning? So I don't, when did this come down? This came down. No, this came down yesterday, and I didn't see it until this morning. The system that's been being tested in the minor leagues for balls and strikes, Rob Manfred said it's coming to a proposal to the competition committee this offseason. Like this could be in play next year. I have been told that this thing is pretty cool, that it is actually adding to the game. You know, that it is making a fun experience for fans, and like, why not? Right. So I don't know if this is going to get contentious, but yes, it sounds like the goal will be to have this in play next year for opening day.
Wow.
And it'll be it's an automated system that can essentially correct a ball and strike call.
You know, I have gone to a handful of WinSurge games this year. I don't exactly know the mechanisms of how it works. It's like a challenge, right? Like if a batter, or I guess a pitcher for that matter, wants to challenge it, they can, correct? It's not necessarily from the dugout. It's actually the player that's able to do that. I've not noticed, maybe it's happened, but it is not.
Two times they'll get two challenges.
It has not changed my viewing experience at all with the games I've gone to see the WinSurge in action. I can't imagine that it would change my viewing experience at all in watching Major League Baseball games. So there might be some hand-wringing about this and whatever, but at the end of the day, accuracy, I think, is always going to trump everything else. And if that makes things more accurate, then I'm going to be on board with it. And I would have a hard time thinking it's going to change anybody's viewing experience or slow the game down or anything like that. It seems like, from what I've seen in the minors, it's a pretty quick deal. Like, yeah, they want to challenge it. They did.
It's a helmet tap.
Yep.
And it goes like that. You get two of them in a game, and there it is.
Then you're done.
What'll be into there? Look, there are a lot of interesting wrinkles. So that's it, pretty much. Like you're in it. It is based on the batter's height, so it's not like a generic strike zone. So it's probably basically what you see when you watch a game in the little box, right? And you get twice a game, you can challenge it. I think what gets really interesting here, there's a couple of things. How do you determine, like, because if it's the pitcher or the batter doing it and there's a limit on it, maybe the manager doesn't want that particular pitch challenged, right? If it's a 1-0 count, they right. call a strike that you think should be a ball.
But if it's a 3-2 count and the difference between a walk and a strikeout, right. yeah, like you, right. you might want to look at that.
So that, I think that's an interesting wrinkle. I think that'll kind of be fun to see the strategy. The other part of this is apparently now this is easy to do for Rob Manfred because this competition committee, which was collectively bargained, has an umpire in it. So there's no way, apparently, according to what I'm reading, that it can get voted down because owners and players are going to want this, right? It's the umpires who would potentially, I believe, are also unionized, who would not like this in theory, because I'll bet you a dollar right now, within 5 years, we've got machines calling balls and strikes, which is probably the way it should be, I think. I like having an umpire back there. I think you'd still have an umpire back there because you're going to make, calls at the plate and deal with timeouts and all of those kinds of things. But at this point, if we've got the technology, we should take that human element out of that particular piece. Everywhere else, it's taken out because everything else can be challenged, right? So, no more Angel Hernandez strike zones that we're dealing with in Major League Baseball. So, yes, this is only two challenges. That's a first step. I will bet you money very quickly we've got this system calling balls and strikes. I don't know if it can happen on the spot like that, where you have like a green light or a red light or something where, everyone can see it, immediately if it's a ball or a strike, or if an umpire is just looking at something and just looks down, and he says, all right, that one's a strike, that one's a ball. Like, you still get your strikeout thing. I don't know how that works, but if the umpires are on the committee and they can just get outvoted, players and owners and coaches, they're going to want all of this because they just want the right call.
They want it to be accurate.
That's been
my favorite thing about the challenge system right now in Major League Baseball is that the players or the teams, the managers have somebody that is able to review it before they decide if they want to challenge or not. And that's one of my favorite things is when there's a questionable call or a borderline call, the camera immediately pans to the manager and you see the manager looking at somebody and they're watching it. And then more often than not, they're kind of like, I see Quatrero do it all the time where he's kind of like, just kind of waves it off really quick. And it's very, very fast. Like, it's not like we're slowing the game down. No. When they do need to go and review it, that can take a little bit of time. But more often than not, we're probably looking at 30 seconds max when somebody's reviewing the play and the manager is deciding whether or not they want to challenge. And so I would imagine that they would be able to recreate something like that for a balls and strikes type challenge system too. I've got no issue with it. I feel like Major League Baseball has done a good job with the way that they've implemented challenges so far. And I think that balls and strikes, that's the next natural step. I've got no problem with it.
And I do think there will be a fan element of enjoyment when it is a big moment. They challenge and the call gets overturned. Like, that'll be a moment of excitement for the fans too. Like, oh yes, I told you so. Or when somebody gets rung up, maybe when they weren't to begin with, and the home team does it, that's going to be. That's going to fire people up. So I think. Look, I get where the umpires might be concerned that it's going to take their jobs. And I don't want robots and AI taking our jobs for the most part. This is an easy one, though. Like, the technology's there. The challenge system in general does take too long in baseball. And they'll get better at that. This one, though, shouldn't have to. So that's out there. Rob Manfred's never made any, secrets about his desire to do something like this. They'll take it in baby steps. It'll probably happen next year in Major League Baseball, and then I'll bet you that's how we're calling balls and strikes full time. I'm going to call it within, I say five. I think it might be faster than that. Like, if this runs smoothly, people are going to really, really, really like this. So that's coming. That's another headline out there that we saw. There was a trade that the Rams and Panthers. And I'm headline browsing here. We're going to talk Royals fans in the next segment. Jalen Thompson's going to join us. There was almost a trade in the NFL draft. The Rams were trying to move up to number 8. They put the video out of this, is why it's on the mind. So the Panthers, you might remember, took McMillan. Now, he was my favorite receiver in the draft, so I really liked that. They ended up taking him. If the Rams are moving up to number 8, what do you think they would have been looking for? What do you think they would have been? Like, who? It wouldn't have been for a quarterback.
No, it wouldn't have been for It wouldn't have been for a quarterback. It wouldn't have been. It would have probably been.
I don't think it would have been for Teteroa McMillan, which is who the offensive line ultimately took.
Offensive line, maybe.
Maybe.
Defense line or edge rusher. I don't know. I mean, that's interesting because ultimately it didn't happen. But I can't imagine that it would have been for McMillan. And it wouldn't. It certainly wouldn't have been a quarterback. I don't know. That's a good question.
I love. Can we? We've got to have more of this with the NFL draft. Like, how can we get more access to behind the scenes stuff? The next great, you know how they did quarterback on Netflix or whatever. Like the next great one will basically be a real life documentary. Like the movie Draft Day, how could you get unfettered access to a team on the draft during like a day before and during the draft? Could you imagine how good that would be? That would be so good. Now, if it's a team and they don't end up doing anything exciting, maybe it falls flat. Maybe, but you have to imagine just the conversations are happening. Right. At least they're because if it was this right here and let's say they're following the Rams, even that right there, that almost trade, like that's an entire episode or two. Like that's a whole thing. And we would eat that up, I think. That's it. I don't know. I can't figure out who I think they would have taken, though. I don't think it would have been anything sexy or juicy or anything like that. And then, Max, you got the Oilers. Taking down the Panthers, you stick into your guns. You had the Oilers in that Stanley Cup final, didn't you?
Yes, I told you. Leon Draisaitl is a man. Yeah, McDavid is a team, one. But he feeds off that, and Draisaitl will put it in the net. I like him.
That's, you know, if only the markets were bigger. Like, why don't we have these? Why do we do this with the NBA? Oh, if only it's Edmonton and Miami. They're not going to, you know, that's not a large enough market to draw the interest to the Stanley Cup finals.
Florida's
I'm sure
top
it'll be an incredible
market,
Stanley Cup finals. It usually is an incredible Stanley Cup Finals, and we'll see if Canada can snap the streak and get Edmonton to get him a championship for the first time in forever since Canada's won a Stanley Cup Final. That's also happening. All right.
I saw your boy throw a touchdown in OTAs.
Shador.
Big headline on ESPN.
Huge. I saw that headline. Was Shador taking first team reps?
Future Hall of Famer. He throws a touchdown in OTAs. Holy
you
cow.
You know what's crazy? We haven't talked at all about Chiefs OTAs other than when Felix was in. Because I don't know that there's Rashi Rice was out working yesterday. It was kind of the story of the day. We don't know. Like, what isn't it a little bit weird this OTA season? We'll get mandatory minicamp, but the Chiefs don't even have they don't have holdout threats. They don't have contract negotiations. They brought the same team back. Like, it's just kind of practice for them. Like, there's nothing else really. I mean, left tackle is what we're all watching, but we're not going to learn anything about that at OTAs. They're on pads. Like, I don't know what to pull from OTAs for the Chiefs, who have had plenty of offseason drama the last few, whether it's a Chris Jones contract negotiation, whether it's an off the field like behavior issue, whatever it is. Oh, there we go. Rick says Trey Smith is sitting. I'll have to look into that. I will do that, Rick, and find out why that is, because I have not seen that.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And joining us now, Jalen Thompson, Kansas City Star Royals reporter, our Royals insider. And we are, you know, we are pretty excited to have Jalen in a day early because we got doubleheader Royals baseball today, Jalen. Welcome in. How are you? You're on mute there, I believe, Jalen.
Woo! We got doubleheader baseball today.
Love it.
Gonna be fun.
Double dip. So tell me, though, how this, before we get into all of it, just from a logistical standpoint and how the Royals are going to set this rotation, we keep talking about they have regular rest, they have all these things. Well, now they're not going to. So what do you think they'll do here as Noah Cameron gets pushed today? Because he'll go and then you'll get Reagan's as planned, but Cameron then would be on a day shorter rest. What do you think they're going to do with this?
They have a decision to make. Honestly, they were going to have to make this decision tonight with Cole Reagan supposedly coming back to pitch on Thursday. I mean, well, which would have been Thursday today. But, you know, now everything is kind of just jumbled. So Noah Cameron's going to pitch game one, and then they got to decide what they're going to do. Is he going to go back down to AAA, the activate Cole Reagan's? Are they going to make another roster move and carry six pitchers for the interim until they figure things out? But Cole Reagan's has to come off the injured list, so they have to figure out who's going to either be sent down, so that can happen. But for right now, like I said, North Cameron's going to pitch game one at 12:45 at Busch Stadium, and Cole Reagan's is going to pitch at 6:45, and that's what we know right now.
The only concerning thing when we're talking about the pitching staff that I can see with carrying six starters is that the bullpen is fairly thin right now. I mean, Lucas Erceg is on the IL. Hunter Harvey is still not back. You know, I wonder, are we at a point now with the way that Michael Lorenzen has struggled lately that maybe he could move to the bullpen at least temporarily, where, you know, they say, hey, look, we're gonna run with the five guys that are pitching best right now, but Lorenzen, we need you to come out of the pen. He did that for a while last season. Is that something on the table?
That's something that is possibly on the table as well. Like you mentioned, Tommy, Michael Lorenzen, his last two starts haven't been really great. And he acknowledges that. He said he has to go back and look at some things to try to figure out how to be better. Lefties are hitting him right now, and it's something he needs to make an adjustment there against lefties. But like I said, they have to figure out what's the best decision for the Royals, especially with Cole Reagan's coming back. Because you have, like you said, six starters. Only five can really start. And I don't think a six-man is where they want to go with off days pretty much every Monday throughout June. So they don't really need a six-man. So it just depends on what they really feel like. And if that is the tough call of sending Noah Cameron down, then that's just kind of how they got to do it.
Yeah, is it though? Like, why can't Lorenzen's been struggling. Just he can go to the bullpen for a little bit. Can't he? Like, isn't that the better call right now for a team that is – no longer in this position of strength in the wild card race? Like they need to win all these games. If we've all been watching the same games, I don't think there's any way right now you would say you trust Lorenzen more than Noah Cameron, at least right now. And you can just put Lorenzen in the bullpen for a minute.
I think that is what you probably will want to do. But here's the issue. If Lorenzen just pitched, on Tuesday. So he's probably going to be down for a couple of days just to, even if you made that switch and did that, and now you don't have a reliever in your own back pocket, and you have two games today, you have three games coming up this weekend. So that could be kind of difficult to be a reliever short, basically, if you were to do that with Lorenzen. So I think that maybe short term could be send Noah Cameron down, then you transition Lorenzen to the bullpen and bring Cameron back up. But the only thing about that though is you send a pitcher down, I think he has to be down for a certain amount of days for it coming up. I think it's 10 days or something like that. So it's a lot to consider.
You know, it might not actually be a terrible thing for the Royals bullpen, at least, that yesterday's game got rained out. I mean, that gives them a day's rest. I mean, a lot of relievers pitched on Tuesday night for the Royals. I can't believe, Jalen, that we're this far into the interview and we haven't even mentioned Jack Caglione. Here we are, Jack Caglione, MLB debut on Tuesday.
You know what else he does? You know what else he does?
He does pitch. They could throw him. No, they're not going to do that. 0 for 5 in his debut, hit the ball really hard on the screws a couple of different times. It's hilarious to me that he was the only guy in the lineup that didn't have a hit. And it's a Royals team that has been desperate for offense, and he's the only one that doesn't get a hit. You know, the hype is there, the excitement is there, all of that. But now that the debut is done, he can kind of settle in, right? Like, it's not like he's not going to get the attention, but at least the monkey's off his back for his very first game in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I don't quite remember anyone having a MLB debut where literally it's like two times as many media members on the road that are in the dugout waiting for Jack Campione. It was like, I would say, a good 24, 25 people waiting for him to speak with the media when he debuted. And everyone was watching batting practice. His family was there. It was just a whole spectacle, just waiting for this future prospect, this star, to make his debut. And like you said, he hit the baseball hard five times pretty much. And it's a different sound when it comes off his bat. I just remember watching batting practice on Tuesday and hit a ball that landed halfway up the beam at Busch Stadium. That's just a BP. So I expect him to start in right field. Either one of these games, he was supposed to do it yesterday before the rain out. So it's going to be unique to see what he does out there in the outfield. And then his first hit, his first home run when that comes. And yeah, like you said, it's time for him to get going. And he'll say it himself. He's ready for it all.
Are we okay? You mentioned the hype around it. I've wondered because he isn't the kind of prospect Bobby Witt Jr. was. Like, he's a big time prospect, but where did he? I don't even know where he ranked in the major league, in like MLB.com or wherever everybody puts that. Like, he's not Bryce Harper as a prospect. I think we're being a little unfair with, and I like him a lot. I think he could be a star, but it feels like we're treating him that way, when maybe that's not quite where his projections play out a little bit, at least at this point of his career. I'm not saying anything about where he could ultimately end up. I just mean, did this particular hype train get out of control because the Royals need what he does so specifically? Like, I'm trying to figure out why that happened more than a normal call up. There have been guys more highly ranked than him in the pipeline rankings this year that we didn't even know about.
Yeah. I think a lot of it had to do with the home runs. And you see him hitting 460-foot homers and balls on streets and on top of buildings and off of buildings. And when MLB gets a hold of, you know, the next prospect that's hitting home runs like Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, I think that just kind of fuels the hype train even further, where now you couldn't turn around without seeing Jack Campione do something in the minor leagues. And then coupled with the fact, Jacob, that the Royals offense wasn't doing anything. I mean, they were struggling. Those last two games against the Tigers at Kauffman Stadium, they only had one earned run in 18 innings. Like, so they needed an infusion, a spark plug. I think Jack Campione was just, at a certain point in time, you knew they had to hit the red button. And they hit that red button, and now they're trying to see what's different about their team and try to get back in this playoff race, because right now they're on the outside looking in.
The Royals have been open to making changes this season, you know, as needed. MJ Melendez is down in the minors. They DFA'd Hunter Renfro, obviously. Jack Caglione coming up. I think that now there is one more glaring issue with the current guy on the roster, at least offensively, and that's Michael Massey. Do you see them doing anything with Massey? Do you see them giving him a break from the big leagues for a while? Do they want him to try to still be with the team and work through it? I mean, he's been pretty bad, and their expectations for him, I think, was that he was going to repeat what he did a year ago and take another step forward in his development. They've been willing to make changes with those other guys. Do you think they'll do anything with Massey?
Now they brought Jack Caglione up. I think that, like you said, Tommy, that could be the next discussion with what they want to do, because in theoretically now, Massey is limited to just playing either second base in a split platoon with Jonathan India, or he's going to be possibly in the outfield a little bit. It's hard to kind of project where he could be in the lineup. Plus, with Caglione being left-handed, you have another left-hander that you can throw out there. And if he's going to be a DH and instead of playing right field some days, then you kind of, you start to see like, well, where's Massey going to play at? He didn't play in Tuesday's game, I don't believe, and he was back in the lineup supposedly for Wednesday before he got rained out. I think that they have to really need, they need him to hit. That's what they really need him to do. And he's the best, he's the best second baseman that they have. But Jonathan India really only feels comfortable at second base. So he's just got so many different variables they have to work through. But if I'm Michael Massey, I'm trying to figure out how to get out of my slump so I can stay up here at the big league level, because like you said, they have addressed the need. If a guy's not performing, they go to someone else to try to get this thing going in the right direction. And we're in June. It's no longer, yeah. It's still early. No, we're approaching the middle of the season. Teams know who they are now by June 1st. And the Braves know that they need to be better. And to do that, they need Michael Massey to hit. They need Salvador Perez to hit. They need Vinny Pasquale to hit. Jack Cagayon cannot be the main answer to the solution of the Kansas City Royals getting back to the playoffs. They need everyone from that 2024 team to perform like they did in 2025.
And they have made these moves quickly. It is already June 5th, but it's only June 5th, right? Like they're not only making swift like decisions, big ones, they're making them swiftly. Last thing, because we got just about a minute left here, Jalen. So with knowing that and knowing that they're clearly telling us they're willing to be aggressive here, how aggressive do you envision them being at the trade deadline?
I think they're going to go get another bat. Okay. I really do. I look at it from my years covering the team in 2023, they needed a starter. They got Cole Reagans. They flipped Aroldis Chapman for Cole Reagans. You see how that worked. 2024, they needed relief. They went and they got Hunter Harvey, Lucas Erceg. 2025, they need a hitter. So okay. I can see them potentially going to get two hitters, honestly.
Okay.
Like, all right. So like I said, Jack Cagayon can't be the story. He can't be the savior. They don't want him to.
He can be today, Jalen. Two home runs. Let's do it. It's a doubleheader. Follow Jalen at the KC Star. We're right up against the break. Jalen, we appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, guys. See you later.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.